You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time once again to sit down with Simon Antrobus, RNIB's chief executive. Thank you very much for joining us, Simon.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Looking forward to the weather cooling down a little bit. Is it getting easier where you are?
We've got rain forecast in Cambridgeshire, light rain. So still warm here.
It's quite a day when you actually look forward to the rain coming, isn't it? You know, then you know it's been too warm. Well, we're actually going to talk about gardens a little bit later on, actually. So quite apt, I think, the weather. But let's start, first of all, with an anniversary. Now, for many years now, RNIB has been working on the Accessible Information Standard, mostly across England and Wales for this one, looking at making all kinds of health information accessible for blind and partially sighted people. And again, you know, that 10th anniversary is here, but I think you agree there's still work to do.
Absolutely. I mean, it is vitally important that blind and partially sighted people have access to information about their health in a way that they can understand what's going on. They can easily access it. They can easily interpret it. And, you know, 10 years on, and we're still pushing for the kind of standard that we would expect is frustrating, to be honest, Alan. I'm pleased that at RNIB we haven't let go on this one. We're still holding the NHS and the government to task on it. And this week we recognise that. And as you may well know, and some of your listeners may know, Anna Tyler, our chair, is very passionate about this issue. We want to see accessible health information. Everybody needs to be able to make the choices that come from having the information in front of them in a way that's easily understood and accessed. And that's the same for blind and partially sighted people. So there has been some progress. We have to recognise that, but it's not good enough. It needs to be better. And of course, this isn't just about access to information about somebody's sight or the issues around their eye care and their eye health. It's about access to health information across the board. And that's why it's so important, because we all want to live healthy lives. Our NHS will communicate with us at regular intervals, and we want to be able to access that in an accessible way, whoever we are. And that's absolutely right that we should be pushing for that for blind and partially sighted people as well.
Yeah, it's not just things like, you know, information leaflets on things, you know, around your health. You know, it's perhaps letters from your GP or from your hospital. It's appointments. It could be test results. It could even be, you know, the prescriptions you pick up from the chemist. You know, what are they? How often do I need to take them? That kind of thing. There's a lot of information here, but it does really all rely on communication. It relies on IT systems talking to each other. And I mean, I think one of the big stumbling blocks is differences in the IT systems as well, not talking to each other.
And that's you know, a massive issue for the NHS, but it's not a reason not to try and solve it. And you're absolutely right when you talk about the things that everybody needs to know about from that health point of view. You get a letter that invites you to an important consultation, or you've had changes to your prescription, or there's a letter that's giving you some information following a consultation. That needs to be accessible, and we fully understand that here at RNIB, and we're not going to rest until we get to the point where it is and that accessible information standard is met.
Well, we will be talking and chatting to more people about this through the week, Simon, here on RNIB Connect Radio. So definitely more to come on that. Also this week, our very own Toby Davey, John, and Boston the Guide Dog as well, have been down at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show once again. RNIB with another gardener. And I want to say a multi-award winning garden now, which is fantastic news.
Yeah, two gold medals so far, which is brilliant. I'm off to Sandringham to visit the garden. And it's a really important thing that we do, isn't it, Alan? Firstly, it's about raising awareness of the work, the brilliant work that RNIB does. But equally, it's celebrating 90 years of talking books, you know, which is a really important part of blind and partially sighted people's lives. So, you know, it's good that we do it. It's important that we celebrate those things. But it's amazing to get awards for the work that we've done in this space. And it's a different way of trying to raise awareness.
Yeah, well, they've got the Constructors Award and the Show Garden Award as well, both gold awards. And the creator of the garden, the guy who kind of puts it all together, Paul Hervey Brooks, you know, he's joined us again and created this fantastic garden. As you say, it's celebrating talking books. You know, people can walk around it, they can listen to extracts coming through gramophones. It's incredibly tactile as well, the smells, the aromas as you walk around. And as you say, it is a great way to get across that message on accessible and talking books, what's out there. And indeed also, you know, it's promoting to people gifts and wills as well. It's helping people perhaps create a legacy that will support RNIB's work going forward.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's the beautiful thing about this. You've got the recognition, rightly, of 90 years of talking books, but you've also got this opportunity to connect and engage with those people that are coming along to the flower show so that they can maybe think about a contribution and an opportunity to support RNIB. Because, of course, all the great things that we do, the fantastic work that we do across the organisation, we can't do without the amazing support of our donors, our supporters and our funders. So it's another way of also recognising that and celebrating that fact that, you know, the great work that RNIB does is as a result of that support that we get from the general public, from our funders and our donors. You know, really important kind of virtuous circle almost of the brilliant work that goes on.
It is. And if you want to hear more about the garden, please do check out the podcast from RNIB Connect Radio. Toby has been chatting to the people behind the garden, the volunteers. There's people from Postcode Lottery, a whole load of people chatting about the garden, explaining all about it in great detail. Do check out that podcast. Just finally, Simon, just want to give a quick nod as well. RNIB has been working with Hattrick Productions, a very famous production company, for a lot of programmes on Channel 4, actually. We've been working with them to create a brand new podcast called You've Got Braille, and I'm fortunate enough to be on the team who was kind of helping them create this and get it all off the ground. Some big names in there as well. Extremely funny podcast, and just wanted to give a little nod to that as well, because it's out there for people to listen to now.
Yeah, it's brilliant, Alan. I'm again super proud that RNIB have played a part in partnership with Hattrick Productions on this, on You've Got Braille. I've had the opportunity to listen to the podcast. You are right, it is very funny. I think it's incredibly accessible as well. And, you know, without being patronising, the comedy sort of shines a light on the challenges that blind and partially sighted people face. And I think in a way it really humanises those challenges. And you know what, it's an important part of what you have to do as a kind of modern and relevant charity these days. The whole role of storytelling, of telling stories about what's going on in the world today for blind and partially sighted people, is so important. And this is a very kind of creative and imaginative way of doing that. So I'm really pleased that we've got the partnership, and I would encourage people to search it out, You've Got Braille, and have a listen, because it really is something special.
It is. And we chatted with Rhys before the launch, the one of the actors in it. He plays the main character and was the writer and co-producing this as well. You know, and he said himself, you know, he sees sight loss as something which you can talk about using humour. You can myth bust using humour. You know, and I'm not giving anything away here in the podcast, but you know, he comes across stereotypes in this, and he kind of busts it with comedy and humour. And I think he also shows, you know, blind people go out there, they go clubbing, they go to work, you know, they have the same issues that everyone else has, the same fun stuff, the same challenges as well. But using humour, I think it just opens up to so many more people.
The humour adds another dimension, but I think his character is a really interesting character that has the flaws that anybody might have, as well as, you know, the opportunities of everyday life and how you navigate all of that and deal with the kind of stereotypes and the prejudices that might come your way as you're going about your business. So, as I say, well worth a listen. I really enjoyed it.
Indeed. If you want to check that out, please do. Go to wherever you get your podcast from, search for You've Got Braille, and have a listen. Let us know what you think. Now, if you would like to get more information on RNIB and its services, then do have a look at rnib.org.uk. The guys on the helpline are there too, on 0303 123 9999, and you can also use your smart speaker to call RNIB's helpline too. And that is it for this week. We'll check in with you again next week, Simon, but thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.